You'll have to get off and walk.
By
the penny. Penny.
When I was but a tiny tot, I knocked the neighbors cold. For I began to walk when I was scarcely 1 year old. But when I grew to be a lad, I quickly changed my tune. I'm sorry now that I began to navigate so soon. I had to walk to town at least a dozen times a day. The school, the market, everything was just 4 miles away. One day I stole a neighbor's horse, and like a silly clown, I said, I'll fool the folks this time, I'll walk it sitting down. So on his back I slid and wrapped him on the lid. And oh, 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 now what do you think he did? Well, just as I got on his back, the horse began to balk, and I felt just like a squawk, so mad I couldn't talk. And all the lads along the line began to yell and squawk, hey, Bill, say, Bill, you'll have to get off and walk. I tried to win Matilda Jane, who was the village queen. So one day took her touring in my gasoline machine. When out about a mile or two, I turned around to find my rival Jones was following, not 20 yards behind. I tried my best to lose the fest I did, so help me Bob. Yet every time I looked, I found that Jones was on the job. Till soon I heard a grinding noise, the works were on the wane. And there was Jones right at my side to help Matilda Jane. I gave the wheels a yank. I nearly broke the crank. I knew, too true, no gasoline in the tank. For just as we came down the pike, the thing began to balk, and I felt just like a gawk, so mad I couldn't talk. Matilda fled with Jones, and said I heard them loudly squawk. Hey, Bill, say, Bill, you'll have to get off and walk.